But right now, let's go all over our state.
We need
catching up to do on these Texas topics and keep you up to date on the state of our states. First of all, it was announced last week, Taylor Sheridan will write, produce, and direct a movie about the Battle of the Alamo for the new upcoming 4D theater that will be part of the new Alamo Visitor Center and Museum. That opens up next year. Of course, they've been working on that for a little while. So, yeah, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick announced that last week. Taylor Sheridan said he's excited. That's going to be amazing. 4D.
What's the fourth? What's the fourth dimension? I've got so many questions.
So we know the 3Ds, but yes, then the 4th D is the Sheridan universe itself.
The continuum. The Carjenner,
which
Sheridan
is a flat circle.
Industrial.
That includes all
complex
sorts of times.
Okay.
And specific dates.
Roger that.
Meanwhile, he was seen over the weekend, Taylor Sheridan and a lot of Sheridan universe superstars, including Nicole Kidman. That was at the second NCHA celebrity cutting there at Will Rogers Saturday night. They do this to raise awareness, supports cancer research at UT Southwestern. So it's one of those deals, too, there. And Bella Hadid, supermodel in resident of the area, she went out there and showed her cutting skills. Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter went on a horse.
He
didn't fall off.
Well, that's good.
That is good.
That's a start.
But, yeah, Nicole Kidman was there. A bunch of just from the Sheridan shows and whatnot like that. And Lioness actor, he plays JT on the show, if you watch that. I like his real name, though. Thad Luckinbill.
Thad?
Yeah. Wonder if he knows Tucker Wetmore.
Mm.
Either which way, Thad ended up as the team champion with a score of 448.
You think that's short for, like, Thaddeus? Something.
Wetmore. It's a real name.
So forever chemicals are the talk of the Twitterverse, but can we do anything about them? Ken Paxton says absolutely. The Attorney General of Texas launching an investigation into Lululemon because their high-end athleisure line allegedly uses the toxins. It says they're misleading consumers about the safety, quality, and health impacts of their products. Says Americans should not have to worry if they're being deceived and will not allow any corporation to sell harmful materials to consumers at a premium price under the guise of wellness and sustainability. Lulu says, no, we do not use PFAs in our products. And that is your Lulu update for today, about as close as I care to get to them.
So should I stop wearing them or not?
I don't know.
I mean,
Ken Buckner.
I mean, they may be a little loose after your fast.
Just got my lipids in order.
Improved lipid profile.
Thank you. Civic News, Granbury doing everything they can to stop the data centers from coming. They are now suing the city leaders over controversial data center progressions and whatnot. Stephenville announced their council unanimously approved the first step in building a new Stephenville City Hall. Said the growing town needs it. In Parker County, you're going to love this. You're going to love this.
Oh, no. What?
Parker County announced they will begin using flock cameras.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
this. Yeah, yeah. This is popping up really all over. Tarrant County uses them. And the cameras do not detect speed. Rather, they capture the rear of vehicles. They get your license plate, and then they run it.
Where do you think you're going,
and
mister?
And then they try to figure out, you know, do you have any warrants and stuff like, you know, that kind of thing. Now, there's a lot of good points on either side.
Yeah, they use it on First 48 all the time.
But I can't imagine. I want to know how long it takes until somebody in Parker County takes a shot at one of these things. Okay. Anyway, they're coming. Flock cameras. Wetmore.
You know, students are not supposed to use AI to pass any of their classes. So can admin use it for graduation? Oh, it's a brand new thing. Using technology instead of humans to announce the names when graduates walk up to the stage.
Awesome.
Plano ISD is on board with the tech, which is called NameCheck, and let students record their names in advance so everything is pronounced correctly. But there is hope for the future. One student started a petition to stop all this. Meanwhile, another school in Houston is promising to deliver core curriculum in a mere 2 hours a day, thanks to AI.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right.
Look at how well we're doing.
Congratulations, though, to Debbie Reynolds, Terry Janik of the Benbrook Lighted Par 3 and Range. Now, while they were doing the Masters, of course, over the weekend, the largest golf pyramid ever was being built in Benbrook, Texas. Part of the 17th annual Benbrook Heritage Fest. The golf ball pyramid, made up of 38 rows, reaching a record-breaking total of 19,019 golf balls. It was certified officially over the weekend by the fine folks at Guinness. The tallest golf ball pyramid ever.
Guinness was in Benbrook?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Congratulations,
golf ball. Look at you go.
And it was announced also, kind of quietly, but Dallas Cowboys ain't going nowhere, and neither is AT&T Stadium. They extended the lease, which was set to expire in 2039, but Arlington Mayor Jim Ross, not the one from WWE, said that they have extended it with Jerry and company till 2055. So,
they're already renegotiating. It's 13 years.
Dallas Cowboys will be there at least until 2055. And staying in Tarrant County, too. Of course, last August, it was announced that the city had paid off its portion of the debt. The Dallas Cowboys will never, ever pay off their debt to us.
I'm sorry.